Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the spotlight falls squarely on GNOME's help viewer, Yelp. After the recent discovery of a severe vulnerability letting sandboxed Flatpak applications break free to access host system files. This isn't just a small configuration snafu. It's a reminder that even the most mature open-source projects can face threats with wide-reaching consequences. At the heart of the issue was a flaw validated by Codian Labs during a security audit commissioned by Germany's sovereign tech agency, uncovering how maliciously crafted help files could slip outside Flatpak's tight grip. Michael Catanzaro from the GNOME team detailed how specially prepared help content, abusing stylesheets in an SVG, managed to exfiltrate user data. The vulnerability not only built on previous issues in Yelp, but flagged the persistent danger of arbitrary file reads, which Flatpak sandboxes are designed to prevent. Essentially, the help system's trust in benign content was misplaced, opening the gates for a well-crafted attack. Following disclosure, GNOME acted decisively, shipping Yelp version 49.1 with a beefed-up content security policy, slamming shut the previously exploited gap. This update marks more than just a bug fix. It signals GNOME's ongoing pledge to rigor and security maintenance across its app ecosystem. For users, the take-home message is clear. Keeping your apps up to date is not just best practice. It's a vital line of defense, especially as sandboxes become more popular for application isolation. Developers, especially those working in GNOME and Flatpak, are encouraged to follow announcements closely and contribute to security dialogues. The greater the awareness, the more resilient the platform becomes. Thanks to the collaborative nature of open source at its best. But Yelp's update was just the tip of the iceberg for security news in open source communities this week. Over in Debian land, the release team continues work on reproducible builds, a project designed to make sure everyone gets exactly the software code expected, no matter who does the compiling. The initiative brings peace of mind by verifying that packages haven't been sneakily altered during build processes, helping root out accidental errors or intentional backdoors. Reproducible builds aren't just a nerdy exercise. They're shaping up to be a crucial baseline for software integrity, particularly as packages multiply across distros and cloud environments. It's a step forward for anyone who's ever worried about what's lurking under the hood when using complex layered software systems. Paranoia hasn't been this healthy in a long while. Meanwhile, the ever-dependable Linux kernel revealed version 7.1-RC3, with Linus Torvalds and maintainers applying a flurry of patches, many focused on security and improved networking. One headline fix involved Dirty Frag, a vulnerability allowing local privilege escalation by exploiting fragmented network packets. The fix plugs a hole that could have delivered root access to determined attackers with already limited access. It underscores the subtlety of modern security problems. Sometimes, the sneakiest exploits slip through technical corners forgotten by most users, developers, and even testers. And then, an interesting proposal appeared in the kernel mailing list, so-called kill switch patches. The idea: let administrators quickly disable features or functions known to be vulnerable, essentially pulling the plug on problematic subsystems or drivers with a single configuration change. It's a pragmatic adaptation to an ecosystem where vulnerabilities sometimes outpace the speed of complete fixes or patch adoption. As the number of systems running Linux grows, from phones to servers and IoT, the ability to instantly neuter a risk becomes all the more valuable. The kill switch proposal demonstrates how open source projects aren't just patching old holes, but actively evolving to head off 0 days and short-lived threats. And it's a move other platforms will be watching closely. It could become a new standard in rapid vulnerability response. Shifting gears, let's talk about a different kind of technological advance, this one zooming in from the electric vehicle world. Honda has filed a patent for simulating clutch behavior in electric motorcycles. That might sound like a strange throwback, but here's the rationale. While electric bikes typically don't need clutches, the classic mechanical feel is a big part of what makes riding engaging for many enthusiasts. Honda's system offers riders the experience of slipping or engaging a clutch just like on a petrol bike, but purely through electronic controls. It's an intriguing case of innovation, adapting to preserve motorcycling's traditional thrill, even as the underlying machines go greener and quieter. The company hints this tech could especially suit racing or competitive environments, where fine-grained control of torque and engagement provides an edge, or at least a familiar feel, for riders making the electric switch. It's also a subtle nod to how even the electric revolution, sometimes finds itself reaching back to respected mechanical traditions. Back to software, the open source world had another dramatic moment when ORCA Slicer, a well-used project for 3D print slicing, announced a shutdown after receiving legal threats. Intellectual property disputes aren't new in open source, but the ORCA Slicer situation lays bare the tension between collaborative innovation and commercial interests seeking to protect their turf. As projects grow in popularity, these legal gray zones can present existential threats, even to the most transparent communities. For users, it can mean sudden loss of support and uncertainty over the longevity of favorite projects. And for developers, it's a sober reminder to tread cautiously around licensing and code reuse, especially when mixing codebases from different origins. Intellectual property debates are likely to remain flashpoints as open source finds even more mainstream adoption. Complementing that, discussion continues about the growing presence and hazards of AI-generated code within open source projects. With tools like GitHub Copilot and other AI models writing ever larger portions of source code, maintainers are faced with questions about provenance, security, licensing, and even hidden bugs that automated tools might smuggle in. Some in the community argue for clear labeling of AI-generated contributions, while others worry that poorly understood code could sidestep human scrutiny and open new vectors for exploitation. One solution might be stricter code review and testing standards, doubling down on the human element in collaborative coding. Others advocate for automated auditing tools that can flag potential issues, or even reject code when the origin can't be properly verified. It's a new frontier for open source management and maintenance, and answers are still evolving. If the last year has shown anything, it's that AI will figure heavily in the future trajectory of open source, both as a tool and, occasionally, as a risk factor. Stepping back, the big picture message in all these stories is the shift towards resilience in open source communities. Whether it's quick reaction to vulnerabilities like GNOME's Yelp patch, institutional support for code reproducibility, or budding partnerships between traditional engineering and emerging tech, the trend is clear. Community-driven security audits add muscle to open source's already impressive transparency and bug-finding strengths. And technologies like Flatpak and Snap, while not perfect, represent adaptable approaches to application isolation, marking progress over the security models of old. But as GNOME's Help Viewer example demonstrates, any sense of safety is always dynamic in this space. It's earned and maintained day in, day out as new bugs, features, and threats surface. The challenge and opportunity is maintaining the right mix of vigilance, innovation, and trust, both in project codebases and the people behind them. When communities respond rapidly and transparently, they not only secure their platforms, they serve as working models for resilience that the tech world at large can emulate. The same mentality underlies Debian's reproducibility pursuit, as well as the Linux kernel's shift towards rapid switchable defenses via features like the proposed kill switch. Open source security is now about empowerment, making sure that both end users and developers have tools and agency to address flaws without waiting for top-down fixes. That bottom-up empowerment is increasingly vital as governments, enterprises, and everyday individuals rely ever more on code where the only guarantee is the transparency and responsiveness of the developers. The future will likely feature a blend of automation, institutional audits, and smarter community engagement as ecosystems like GNOME, Debian, and the Linux kernel chart their evolution. But none of it works without awareness. Whether you're a developer, a sysadmin, or just an engaged end user. So if you're hearing about GNOME's Yelp update, consider it part of a bigger conversation that touches on every aspect of digital life, from the apps we trust to the machines we build, and even the hobbies we enjoy. In the weeks to come, expect even more debate about the intersection of AI and open source. Some projects are experimenting with AI-assisted audits, while others are drawing red lines on what's acceptable for trusted code in their repositories. This tension is unlikely to resolve quickly, but it's leading to a new era of experimentation around balancing innovation, risk, and transparency. For any listener out there, the advice remains pretty simple. Update your software, pay attention to release notes, and when possible, support the community-driven audits. Those three steps do as much for resilience as any technology. Wrapping up, GNOME's rapid response to the Flatpak sandbox escape sets a new pace for coordinated action among open source maintainers. From new security models to evolving legal landscapes and ambitious hardware hacks, the signals are clear. Open source innovation is alive, adaptive, and ready for the future. That's all for this week's spin through the fast-moving world of open source security and technology. Thanks for listening.